Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so that my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Hi there, happy Friday. You are, witnessing, if you're watching, is it witnessing if you're listening, history, as this is, after all these years, our first ever show from a sauna. The Bulldog naked thing the other day took off, and we are sitting very close, awkwardly close together in a sauna right now. It looks like the studio that we're normally broadcasting from, yeah. But by temperature, it can't be.
All we need is Kramer in here to say, it's like a sauna in here.
Yes. It is like a sauna in here.
It's.
I feel like I'm already in here for too long.
It's, yeah, it's almost, the sauna is a good, it feels wet. Like, it actually feels wet in here to me right now. Like, the rest of the building is very comfortable. I think we both took a little walk before the show here.
It's nirvana.
When I walked back in and the door closed, the first thing I said was, it's hot in here. And you said, what? I just said that out loud. You walked in the room and said the same thing, and I wasn't even in here.
Yes.
Yeah, it's, it doesn't feel good right now.
There are sort of time limits on saunas, right? Or hot tub. I know hot tubs.
I think it can be bad for you to stay too long. Yes. We'll dehydrate.
Do people follow that one? Like, I don't know from saunas, but hot tubs, my son is big into, he loves to be in a hot tub since he was very little. And we always have to sort of drag him out of there.
Yeah.
Like, the signs will say, at like a resort or something, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But he has a friend whose family has a hot tub, and he loves to go there. And I have no doubt they're in there for like 3 hours straight, if not longer.
Right.
They're not adhering to, is it just for adults? Is it if you're old? What are the hot tub time limits about?
I have so little hot tub experience.
Yeah, I don't love it. So
that I don't, I don't know. Like I don't think even stepped foot in one at a resort or anything where they would have these signs. I've seen them there. Maybe a time or two with the kids when they were little or something, like, oh, let's go try that. And they got in like, it's hot. This is, I'm like, okay. Mostly it's been private, like Airbnb rentals maybe my wife and I have had. And there's one there. And we'll enjoy it, but it's not something that we're sitting in for hours on end or anything.
No. Usually it takes me about as long to get comfortable in a hot tub as there is time on the little clock, if you even bother with the clock. Right. It's time to get out. Just as I've gotten, well, warmed up to it, it's time to get out. So this is our studio. I'm sure you knew that. And I know it is because Jeremy continues his game of using this microphone that I use like he's playing Jenga, where he's maybe now making a concerted effort every morning to get it by the end of his shift. So it's like one touch away from completely falling apart. Unscrewing. Is he meaning to do it?
No.
Unscrewing this little knob here.
I mentioned to you, like I when I get up in the morning, I'm scrolling like most normal people. I don't know. Anyway, like a normal person in this business, I guess. Like I'm scrolling, catching up on news from overnight and early morning, and I will see clips that my kid puts up on social media of their show.
By the way, that's his job to do that.
That is. It's just a hobby. He works here. I know this because his room is right next to my room, and when he gets up every morning at 4:30, I usually hear him. Fortunately, I usually get right back to sleep, which is ideal. Anyway, so I see these clips, and even if they're just like a minute and a half or whatever, however long these things are, Jeremy, we've all got things that we do. Like, I don't know. I don't watch long clips of our show to know for sure what my thing is, but I'll bet I have one or more. Jeremy fiddles with this, that rig. He moves it around a lot while he's talking. It's just a habit he has. I wonder if he's even aware of it and is only right now, if he's listening, going, wow, do I do that? But
he's finding out right now, that's his fault, because I sent him a cease and desist a long time ago.
He'll move the whole boom around like I'm doing right now if you're watching on YouTube or the Twitch like the kids use. But he fiddles. He's a fiddler with the mic situation. So that's why yours is loose and mine's not. I never noticed Joe doing that.
Today it was, if I touched it wrong,
it was
at 2:59, the whole thing collapses, and I don't know what happens. Right. I probably just take off. It's 100. I'm already medically required to leave this room.
We've been in here too long.
And the microphone falls apart. I'm just out. I think I might just, that's it. I'm that close. Speaking of out, Peter DeBoer. So, 3 years as the coach of the Stars, 3 trips to the semis, goodbye. Is there more to it? So going back to, and I don't want to just make this about the Dallas Stars, and I promise not to, but if you go back to their loss to Edmonton, and he rips the goalie, basically rips the goalie, and like Greg Wyshynski today, his tweet was, guy who talked like he knew he was getting fired gets fired.
Right.
So is it more than, yeah, you just have not shown an ability to get us to the finals? Is it probably more? Or is it just we've hit our head on the ceiling here? There was really no floor. He'd never done worse than getting them to the conference finals, but still.
I thought last week when, you know, we heard his comments, I think Friday morning, because that game was Thursday night, I believe, if I remember the timeline correctly. So when it came up on our show, I think I said he sounded like someone who knew or suspected he could be getting fired just because of the result of the game. Right. And
is that what we don't know?
That is what we don't know. We don't know that because he did say what he said about the goalie. And then that to me even got worse on Saturday when they had locker clean out and the goalie, Jake Ottinger, who's just going into year one of an 8-year, $8+ million extension. Like he's a young, he's Team USA's number one goalie probably going into the Olympics. He was behind Hellebuyck, and he outplayed Hellebuyck these playoffs, albeit he lost here, you know, but a round later.
Did he play Four Nations?
Yes, he was the backup. Hellebuyck was the number one goalie for Team USA, and he was there along with Swayman, the third U.S. goalie from Boston. It was tracking like he's now in the driver. He beat Hellebuyck head-to-head with Dallas, and now we're in the driver's seat. So, you know, he's a kingpin guy, 8-year, you know, full no move, all, you know, just all the stuff you get. And when locker cleanout came a day after DeBoer pointedly criticized the goalie, he's lost 6 out of 7 to this team. Not we, he, the DeBoer said after the game. Then on Saturday, it came to be known that Ottinger, when he met with the media, said he hadn't talked to DeBoer yet. Like, they had not had any words at that point about his being pulled like he was. Thought, wow, that's really odd.
He's pulled like 2-0 early.
Yeah.
First two shots
went in. They called timeout. And the whole scene
starts to go back in.
Yeah, the whole scene was really weird. It didn't look like DeBoer had made it known to him that he was getting pulled until he started skating away, and DeBoer called him back, and then that was it. And that seems like the last interaction that they had as of last Saturday morning anyway, or Saturday afternoon, whenever they cleaned out lockers. So I thought the result and the way DeBoer talked, and even maybe him pulling the guy in the first place,
yep,
was like, he suspected, if I don't get us through this, I'm in trouble.
Well, you know, that's right. And he never went back in, right?
No.
I mean, they never caught up.
No, they got the 3-1, I think, after the first. I think they scored to make it 2-1, and they gave up I can't remember what the order was, but it was 3-1 going into the second. And there was, I think, plenty of speculation during the first intermission shows. Do you put him back in?
Yeah.
Because, you know, what are we doing here? Casey DeSmith is not, like, it's not a better goalie than Jake Ottinger. It's not even close.
What did they lose? 4-1? Maybe?
No, they got to 3-2 and then 4-2. Maybe, I don't remember what the final score was. But it was, every time they scored, they gave up another goal.
If I may, the Bandits' opponent in the finals, Saskatchewan, and I'm not sure if the calculus is different for indoor lacrosse exactly because there are more goals, but the Bandits in the final game were lighting up the Saskatchewan goalie, who was like really good, I guess, and got them to the final game of the season. And the game was kind of, might have been 7-3 Bandits, and the Saskatchewan coach pulled him at that point. Thinking like, I got to do something, mm-hmm, same thing. But it's not right away in the game. It's like the second quarter. And Saskatchewan scored right there, and the guy put the goalie back in. They got to 7-6, and then the guy got lit up in the second half too. So it looked like maybe a masterstroke.
Yeah.
Because who knows if it really is. Like, it's just so random, and this is the kind of thing where we're guessing at momentum stuff that really does not really help matters.
I just thought that the actions coupled with the way DeBoer sounded after the game, to me, he sounded like someone who maybe thought, I'm in real trouble here. Because I think if he was secure and felt like, you know, well, we lost to a great team again in the conference final. I pulled the goalie, but I had to do something, and I'm just trying to spark the team. This isn't about Jake and the two shots. They were premium scoring opportunities. Guys all alone in front on the first one, a breakaway on the second one. So I'm not pinning it on him. I just needed to try to do something. You say something to that effect. We've all heard it 1,000 times. The guy didn't even have to mean it. But if he thinks he's coming back there, that's how he sounds, I think. I think that's easy. That's out of the coaching goalie relationship playbook. Right, you know who this guy is. You know the power he wields in the organization with the contract he's got. You do not ostracize him to that extent unless you think you're going out and you want to go out saying, you know what, this guy blew it for me. You know, and you want to pin it on him.
He kind of did.
Yeah, he did. Look, it was never invalid to pull him. I think it was a little nuts not to put him back in to start the second.
Well,
but, you know, nonetheless, I just think it all just read to me ahead of time like he's on thin ice and he knows it. Otherwise, I don't think he would have handled himself the way he did, even with time to reflect on it.
Well, maybe. Like, again, not to just do this talking about the Dallas Stars, who've been eliminated for a week anyway. It's just more the McDermott comp is there. Like, coaches that go almost all the way but not, and they have shots at it, and still don't make it. Like, DeBoer's career is kind of mostly that. He has been to the finals twice. It's been almost 20 years, I think, now. 15-plus years as an NHL coach. 5 different teams. No cup, but he's been, you know, like kind of like Lindy, maybe?
Yeah, he's had success, and he's been close, but he's never gotten a team all the way there.
So how do you know? There are times, for as much, maybe this is why, for as much time as we spend on the Bills, every day, and McDermott and the whole thing. There are times when I think the idea of a coaching change is ridiculous. And I think I would feel that way about Dallas today. Like, if it's not, and it might be for some other like problem that maybe he was revealing indirectly at the press conference, you know, like maybe there was personality stuff. We don't know that. We don't know anything about that from McDermott. You know, there was a Diggs moment. I've had questions about Allen because I've seen them just like kind of ignore each other on the sideline, but then there was snow angels, you know, like it's just, it maybe like in most relationships, there's sort of both, but we don't know anything about, I don't know anything about McDermott having a problem with his players. And maybe this guy did, but either way, you have that question always. Is there a reason why I keep losing close to the end? Is there a reason that relates to him? Is there a malfunction here that I need to fix? And really, it's kind of hard to know from the outside. Everybody's got an opinion about it when it comes to him. Yeah. I think maybe more people than we think give, not that we think the same necessarily, but that feel like the Bills are at their ceiling with him. And maybe have thought this. We know there are people who have thought this for years. And they've been vindicated. They probably want, these are fans who want them to win, but so far,
yeah, they look pretty good. Right. They look pretty good. If your stance is he can't get it done, you haven't been wrong yet.
You haven't been wrong yet, and who knows if making a change 3 years ago would have paid off. I mean, they're not making one yet, and we'll see about the Dallas Stars, like whether they go to the finals and win, because not even because with
a different guy.
If not because, a different guy. So, yeah, that's what is interesting to me about that is, and the press conference might shed some light on it. Okay, well, this might be a team where there's a fracture, and we've got to address it.
Yeah.
The Bills are not,
as
far
as
we know.
I mean, you'd have to go to, like, what I would consider like a smoking gun event. And for that, I think you got to go all the way back to the divisional round in 21 for that. Like 13 seconds is change personnel, but tactics, you know, the kickoff, the alignment on those two plays that got the Chiefs into tying field goal range. Like, that's as close to DeBoer panicking and pulling the goalie a few minutes into game five as we have. And it's far away now. And, you know, I don't remember, you know, the Bills pretty much closed ranks there. There wasn't any reporting that I recall of guys. Now, there were some questions, years after, maybe. I don't know. We're going to talk to Tyler Dunn at 4 o'clock, and maybe he can refresh our memory, because I know he talked to, I remember, Isaiah McKenzie and different players that he had relationships with. But I feel like a lot of any criticism of McDermott from anonymous players was months, if not years later, about that scenario. It wasn't like right in the moment. This Dallas thing, right afterward, like by the weekend, there were numerous reports from the big people that like the players are unhappy, and they made it known to the GM. Like they feel like DeBoer panicked, and now he threw the goalie under the bus, and no one's happy about it. So that could have just sealed the deal. Like, I don't think it had nothing to do with his getting fired, but he might have gotten fired if he said nothing after the game.
Well, part of that, too, is how do we know this? I mean, reporters are told when that happens, right? Like, there are players, maybe the key men,
Who want to tell you
that they have this problem with the coach. And, I mean, I don't want to be lazy about it, but it's like the Bills could have had that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And we just didn't hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of what that effort was, and I think in general, the effort is to keep it inside.
Right.
So we're not going to talk about it. And even if, you know, if a player goes to, who do you want? If a player goes to a reporter and says, look, I mean, we've got, the players are upset for whatever reason. Like this is a thing that gets written. If there's a relationship there, that does get written, and that hasn't really happened. So I don't know the Dallas thing. See, what it is on one day I can be like, wow, that's crazy. I mean, look how close they've been. It's hockey. You get a save, you get a bounce, a tip, you win. I mean, that's hockey. But listen to me right there. Do you want the owner of your team, do you want Terry Pegula to think like that? I bet most fans wouldn't. Most fans, I think, don't want to sort of give in to randomness. And it's not all random. It's not like it's only luck that means they lose in these finals. Right. Look who they're playing against, by the way. But still, like, it's not only luck, but there is a luck element. And I don't think people really like that in life, the idea that even though it's very real, the idea that it's like sort of out of your control.
Right.
The draft. You pick a player, he bombs. It's your fault. You should have known not to pick that player. Like, there's many of us walk around like that. So on one day, wow, this guy's never done worse as the coach of the team in the conference finals. The obligatory, who are you going to get that's better? You know, how can you make that move? But I know there are people today who would be like, now that's a team with serious standards.
Right.
Because the semifinals 3 years in a row are not enough. And to that fan, we look ridiculous. That's the Sabres too.
Oh yeah.
Whether that's the drought Sabres or even Lindy a long time ago. All right, well, 5 years. Take Lindy like 97 to 01. 5 years, you got a conference finals loss, you've got a cup finals loss, you've got a second round game 7 home loss, Kasparaitis, with the best goalie of all time. Time to go.
Right.
You know, the Sabres were in bad shape as an organization then, but, you know, that's like right before you and I hooked up, and I think, like, there would have been some people that I don't really remember. There would have been some people then that would have thought this has reached its apex.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Well,
what we'll do is we'll see what Dallas does, and then we'll decide whether it was the right move.
I suppose. I do think we won't know what Dallas is going to do by the time the Bills season has come and gone, though. And I do think this is now, Toronto doesn't exactly fit. I mean, they're changing the roster now. They did this last year. They changed the coach last year for a second time through this, you know, this tenure of the of those kingpin play, the core four, whatever you want to, however you want to describe it. So that, I know, doesn't exactly fit right now, although they did make a big change at the very top of the organization in the hockey department with the president, Brendan Shanahan, being fired, or just not being brought back, whatever. He's fired.
They don't say fired anymore.
Right.
It is fired.
Right.
I think.
But we've got, right, Tom Thibodeau with the Knicks, and now this Dallas guy. And I don't know, is there anything I'm forgetting? Spurs won the Europa League and are going to Champions League next year. They fired their manager today.
That's right.
Not that that's going to be, you know, in the same stream of consciousness for a lot of our audience, but
it's
nonetheless,
okay. It's okay.
It's another example of a team that achieved something, you know, that they hadn't done maybe in a long time. In the case of the Knicks and Spurs, Dallas here 3 years in a row, and that is all, I think, going to inform the conversation around Sean McDermott. You know, like, if you're nodding at a team like Dallas, like you alluded to, right? If this makes us, the Bills, media, fans, who accept losing in the divisional round or losing to the Chiefs in the AFC title game, like, just keep going, it's going to get harder to defend that, I think, as we go. Now, irrespective of these moves, that was going to happen, I think, anyway. It's year 9 for Sean McDermott coaching this team now. And you don't get to have these jobs forever. So eventually that will run out. And it doesn't have to be that you have a year where you inexplicably, with no injuries to key people, win 7 games or something. It could just be, we need to take a step, and it's not happening. I think that is going to be front and center. But I think it was going to be anyway, but it gets harder to fend off, I think, with if this appeals to you, this mentality that Dallas exhibited today in making this move, it gets harder to defend your turf on keeping McDermott if you have the same result again, almost regardless of how it looks.
Almost, yeah, almost. You have I guess you always do, the similarity of can't fire your players, and you have an $8 million goalie, and you have Allen, like you've got
– right.
Allen doesn't really get any of the blame for what's happened, and that's, I think, mostly correct. Maybe the goalie is different in that series. I guess maybe that can be said. From the sauna today, Mike Schopen and the Bulldog, thanks for being with us. Next, Sam Panayotovic, who is off to Saratoga. He might be there by now for the races. The Belmont is this weekend, right? Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Dunn will join us, as you mentioned. And we will look for your calls as we go. 803-0550. Happy Friday. This is WGR.
Rebound, Nesmith. The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving. Pulls off, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 3/10 of a second remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Halliburton does it again.
Then it got even better when Oklahoma City made an 80-footer to win it after that. That did not happen. Is it a bit with the Pacers? Like, to not even be ahead for 1 second of the game?
Right.
Is that sort of like, let's just let them get out 2-0 and then take it from there? Is that just so the Pacers led, their last lead was 4-3.
Yeah, got them right where we want them. I don't know. That guy, Halliburton, now, I did not know. I knew he'd hit big shots in the playoffs. I think that's his fifth game-winning shot of these playoffs already. So I've been aware of that as the playoffs have been unfolding. I didn't know going back into the season. He's like 12 for 14 on attempts to tie or win the game in the final minute, I think is what I read. Which is just insane to be like that nails in that scenario. And really, one of the misses in the playoffs, he missed one that a guy put back in with a dunk to give them the basket anyway. Like it was a, you know, whatever. He shouldn't get credit for it necessarily, but one of the misses turned into a made basket right then and there anyway. So pretty amazing.
Not bad. With us now, the host of Bet Sweats, Odyssey Sports betting insider Sam Panayotovic. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app, and be sure to catch Sam's show with Joe Ostrowski weekday mornings 9 to noon on the BetMGM network, the Odyssey app, and the Bet1520. Sam is joining us from a remote location. That kind of makes it sound like nobody's there. A remote, like he's working from a remote location, like he's in, you know, the Yukon or something. Actually, no, Saratoga, which will host the Belmont Stakes tomorrow, and Sam recently learned is nowhere near Buffalo.
I was so excited. I put A and B together, and A and B couldn't have been further apart.
Right. It's a big state. But it's beautiful there, isn't it? Don't you love it?
Well, I'm actually still in Boston. I'm driving after this hit. Yeah, I'm heading up. Well, I had to do my show today, and this is, believe it or not, guys, you've been in sports media a long time. Thank you. You know when you find out at the last minute you're going somewhere? That's where I'm at in life.
Oh, yeah. I guess I thought you were...
So they sprang this on you at the last minute is what you're telling us. But you're happy.
I got an email Thursday morning that I was going, and it's Friday afternoon. So I had to get the rent-a-car. I got that after the show today, and I'll make the beautiful three-hour drive. They got me a nice Ford Exposition, though, Bulldog, so I'm gonna be cranking out to Led Zeppelin radio for 3 hours on the highway.
3 hours. So that means Saratoga is closer to Boston than it is to us. Maybe not even by a little bit. It's interesting. Well, are you excited, though?
Oh, yeah, I'm pumped. The only guy who isn't pumped, and I heard you guys off the top talking about the sauna. My apologies. They told Jeff Schwartz and myself that we're going to be doing all the digital content on the Bear Bets feed, Chris Felica's feed on Fox, and Fox has the Belmont tomorrow. So they tell Jeff and I yesterday, yeah, just come comfortable, be casual. Today, we got an audible that said, no, you have to wear a suit. And if you guys know Jeff, he's 6'6", 330 pounds. So he is just not happy. He says he's going to bring three shirts because it's supposed to be hot and rainy tomorrow, and he is not happy about this.
Wow.
This is one of these deals where you put the suit on, and the jacket, you get the jacket on and sort of adjust the collar, and the shirt is already soaked. It's going to be one of those days. That does not sound like any fun to me. No.
I was at a racetrack today.
Really?
Fort Erie.
All right.
So I had to take my son up there. He's going to hang out with a friend. And, you know, you don't want to be late. I had to come here. So I gave myself, you know, the bridge weight mm-hmm. possibilities. Got up there. Had like 20 minutes. You don't want to be early. Friends having him over. Can't be early.
Right.
So we just sort of drove around. I'm like, let's take a look at the racetrack. And they do still run there on most Tuesdays, which I wasn't even sure. It looks like it's almost completely abandoned.
Yeah.
There's the big scoreboard in the front parking lot that's like almost just covered in ivy. You see like a starting gate way over there in the parking lot, and it's just like, oh my God, this is over. But it's not. Hmm. Now, maybe you knew that.
I did not. I haven't been up there in quite a while.
That place goes back to the 1800s.
Right.
Fort Erie racetrack, so I'm glad to know that it's still in use right. At least once a week.
Well, Saratoga should be really great. I mean, your work stuff notwithstanding, you know, the suits and the sweating and the rain and all that stuff and your unhappy co-host, but you should have a great time. I mean, it's a fabulous place. I haven't been the reason you asked me yesterday any suggestions, Sam, I haven't been there since maybe the late 80s. Like, I mean, it's been a lifetime since I have been there. But even then, it was just a super cool, vibey place to go hang out.
Yep.
I'm going to have to rewind and make sure that I sounded as much of a diva as you're making me sound like right now. I sound terrible. Look, I'm pumped. I'm pumped. I just wish there was a little bit more time. You know, wait till they ask for they're going to ask for a bet for every race tomorrow. And I'm going to be like, okay, stand by. It's one of the pinnacle events in sports, right? The Triple Crown, everybody at some point in their lives, if they had a television in their house, probably watched it or watched it with their dad or their mom mm-hmm. or whatever. And I remember watching the races when I was like 4 or 5 years old and always thinking, wow, what a spectacle and how the people dress and everybody's good looking and everybody's having a good time. And, you know, that's something that has been a bucket list moment for me. I do find it interesting, though, that, you know, a lot of people don't realize Saratoga is a mile and a quarter, and it's not a mile and a half. And I know we're here to talk betting and everything. So this is better for the early speed in the race. And, you know, there are two popular horses that I hear from wise guys I respect, because I don't handicap horses. I handicap handicappers, if that makes any mm-hmm. sense. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I study these horse races. But the two numbers to remember for early speed are the one, Hill Road, and the three, Rodriguez. And the three horse is a Baffert horse, of course, and that's probably the early speed. And that's sort of the handicap that I've landed on from the guys that I talk to, that you're going to have one of those two horses, either Hill Road or Rodriguez, set the pace, and then you're going to have the three heavy hitters, the three monsters that everybody's talking about, and that, of course, Sovereignty, Journalism, Baeza, they're going to try and run them down. And, you know, what comes out in the wash, nobody really knows. I mean, the smartest people in the world hit 25% in horse races, so it's a total dice roll. But it seems like that Sovereignty is the class. So I went with the two and the three, Sovereignty and Rodriguez. I kind of like them in an exacta box where it could go 2-3 or 3-2. And then I'm going to hook them with Hill Road, the one, and Baeza, the six. So essentially an exacta box of 1-2-3-6. And the two and the three to finish top two.
It's interesting. Do you have a thought on if we had had a situation where a horse was vying for the Triple Crown and this race was going to be a quarter mile shorter than normal, like how big of a deal would that have been?
Oh, it'd be massive. And then you'd have the horse that potentially won the Triple Crown. They'd put an asterisk
right
next to its name, or at least try to, or say, the horses were stronger in my day. It's a fascinating mm-hmm. question. Luckily, they don't have to answer it.
Right.
But yeah, you know, because the winner of the Derby didn't run in the Preakness. And that's really another conversation of this octopus that is horse racing. Are these races too tight together? Well, a lot of these modern day trainers say yes, but the horses of yesteryear all did it. So it's a wild conundrum the space finds itself in.
It sounds like pitch counts.
Yeah. Right, take them out.
Right.
Twice through the order, that's
right.
it.
Right.
How about
right.
this? Like, will there ever be a 300-game winner in Major League Baseball again? Probably not.
Did you see today there's a piece about Manny Machado?
Yeah.
He's almost to 2,000 hits, and he's turning 33, and the speculation is that maybe he'll be the last person ever to get to 3,000 hits, if he even does.
Right.
So it's not just pitching. Well, good for you, Sam. I love Saratoga, too. I was there last summer. And is this a one-year thing with Saratoga in this race, or is it going to be longer than that? Do you know?
I'm not sure how long the TV contract is. I know that we did it last year, and we're doing it this year. People much smarter than me work on all that, but I would love to. Anytime that they have a big event on Fox, I would love for them to send me.
Let's go. Sam Panayotovich, Bet Sweats on the Wester Hotline. Back to the NBA and the Pacers win. Often, I've heard this from you and others over the years, makes just intuitive sense. You've got a favorite, and it's too expensive. Wait for them to get down a touchdown. Wait for them to get down a game in a series, and then it becomes bettable. Is that happening here? Oklahoma City was such a big favorite that I'm wondering if going down one game even much matters.
So before the series, Oklahoma City was -700. That was the fifth most expensive series price of all time. If you're wondering what was the biggest, that was Lakers and 76ers, 2001. Lakers were -2,000. So a big favorite, but not the biggest of all time. And then once Indiana hit the shot, or Halliburton hit the shot, because he did it, not them, the price reopened at -280. Guys, that lasted about 15 minutes. Now it's -330, 340. So there was a blitz on the Thunder at -280, -300 and up. And that's where we sit right now, about -325, -330, some places higher, some places lower. But that's the belief that the professional money has. Okay, it was nice for Indiana to take game one, but they got to take three more, and the market is betting against that.
That Lakers team lost game one, too.
Iverson.
Iverson
went off in that game.
48. I'm looking at the numbers now, but it sounded right. Like Philadelphia, the huge underdog that they were, but then they went down four straight after that. So, well, is -350-ish interesting or still too pricey?
Most people don't want to lay it. My advice would be if you want to parlay it with something else, like
Bills
to win the East. Bills to win the East. I mean, that you might have to leave it in your account a little bit longer than that, but right. now you take a -350 favorite and make it a dog, essentially, with the Bills. I'm going to do that math here in a second. I hadn't even thought about it, but, man, I'm realizing that I'm hooking Bills to win the AFC East with everything in my life, basically.
What could possibly go wrong?
Right. Sounds great. Sounds great, Sam.
Well, you like to make sure our listeners hear you talk up the Bills. That's not why you're doing it, but I know you're sort of cognizant of that. So, you know, at least you have that, right? We know through the years.
Just pick them. I wanted to prove last offseason when we first met that I wasn't crazy, and now I'm just proving that I'm insane.
In here, you know, we don't pick Bills games every week or anything, but you always take them because if they lose and you're wrong, no one cares or remembers. Like you get in trouble for not believing in them, for picking against them, even if you're right, no one cares. Just take them and save yourself the trouble.
Sam, is there anything interesting to do with Halliburton after this? Like, recognizing that they got to win three more games and they're still a heavy underdog to do it, but like, what? So I can't find it here on my app because I can't bet it. But like, Finals MVP, anything like that for Halliburton, coupled with the Pacers, like you probably could get some pretty decent juice there.
Oh, you definitely could. And in case you were wondering, Thunder to win the series, Bills to win the AFC East is -110. Wink, wink.
Fine.
Don't think that's the worst price in the world. Halliburton's market certainly came down quite a bit to win MVP. He was in the 8-1, 9-1 range, and you hit a game-winning shot, you're going to definitely see that price decline. So he's about +325, +350 right now. I'm not sure if they let you parlay Halliburton to win the MVP and Pacers to win the title. Yeah, some of those correlated bets they don't let you do.
Right.
But it doesn't feel like they're going to win the NBA. They're going to win the finals without. Can they win the finals without him being the MVP? Probably not.
Right. Right. So that, I guess that makes sense. The heater he's on here, Sam. Like I don't know. It's not exactly a betting point, but five shots like this already in the playoffs seems insane to me.
So Micah Adams is a great follow on X for stats and stuff like that, and he had this. So the Pacers had a 3% chance to win last night against OKC, a 0.3% chance to win against the Knicks in game one, a 2.1% chance to win game two against the Cavs, and a 0.7% chance against the Bucks in game five. If you roll all that probability together, the Pacers had a 1 in 75 million chance of winning all four of those games.
They're just getting started. All right, moving on. How about the Stanley Cup? So Edmonton was a very slight favorite or a pick 'em in the series. They get game one. Do you want to touch Florida?
I like the under in the game, but I said this morning on BetSwitch, I have the hockey yips. I'm like Chuck Knobloch right now. I can't throw it to first base. It's been difficult because I was Avalanche guy, and then I morphed into Stars guy, and then you know McDavid takes me out, and now I'm like, oh, do I bet McDavid or against McDavid? So I've been holding tall here. I haven't made a bet side or future or series or anything in this series. I think the total's a little high, 6.5, but – man, it's very difficult to log into your account and place a bet against McDavid right now, guys. It just is.
You were also Capitals guy, not to, you know, tweak or anything, but
yeah,
right?
No, that was before the season. Yeah,
during the season, it went well for a while. Okay, game two is tonight. How do you feel about the Aaron Rodgers signing? We just kind of expected it, probably. So, has it meant anything to the markets?
The win total Thursday morning was 8.5. The win total right now is 8.5.
That's a no.
So hasn't really budged. I think the books, to your point, have sort of expected this from afar. I mean, they never would have made the total too low in the chance that he did sign there. I mean, bookmakers aren't stupid. They read the papers like we do, and they're on Twitter, and they do all that. So it didn't really budge the win total. I will say some of the Super Bowl markets came down a bit from like 70-1 to 50-1, but do we really expect this team to get past the Chiefs and the Bills and the Ravens and the Bengals? I don't, in terms of getting on a deep run. I don't know, guys. Wouldn't it be wild? I know Rodgers probably doesn't care about legacy, but can you imagine if he's the first quarterback that Tomlin doesn't go over 500 with? How wild would that be in his career? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's my favorite thing about this is the potential to root for that. I can't stand Rodgers. I'm sort of sick of the Steelers. I respect them immensely and the job Tomlin's done there, but just already enough with this. Like you just keep doing the same thing over and over again. But Rodgers has become maybe my favorite person to root against in all of sports, just about.
you're not the only one. I loved him too when I was a kid. Like, I loved him when he first came onto the scene, took over for Favre. He's clearly not the same guy he was back then. And an awesome player. I mean, if you go back and look at some of those MVP seasons when he had 48 touchdowns and 5 picks, 40 touchdowns and 7 picks. I mean, him in his prime, it was high-quality theater and drama. But at this point in his career, after the Achilles, after whatever happened last year, he was okay stat-wise, but the team crumbled from the inside, and he certainly didn't help that.
Favorite to root against in sports for me might be sovereignty. I think I want to root against sovereignty right near the top.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The list. Can I just say too, like, for all the credit Tomlin and the Steelers get, like, what's different here between the Steelers and the Jets? Rodgers goes to the Jets, and, you know, it's a joke. The Jets are kind of always a joke, and let's see if he can fix them. Oh, look, he can't. The Steelers have this winning history. They've had their worst season in 50 years is 5-11 in 1988. Like, they're always at least pretty good. But aren't the Steelers one of the first teams you think about for, like, diva receivers, like internal drama, even with Roethlisberger going back to him? Do they deserve the reputation they have for being like impervious to whatever it is? I feel like no, but they win enough games anyway. They beat the Browns. They get to play the Browns twice a year. That's a good start. Like the Bills with the Jets, I suppose. But still, like, I'm ready. I'm not a Steelers hater, but I'm just so exhausted by all of this every year that, and now it's peak with Rodgers there. I hope they lose 14 games. You know, I want to see it really go down bad.
It sounds like Aaron Rodgers may have just left over sovereignty in your
maybe favorite. Yes. Bulldog makes a compelling case.
14 losses is a lot of losses. Yes. So that's, I felt that from your soul, Mike. That felt good, didn't it?
I'm going to really love rooting against them.
Luckily, we don't have to really guess on this. Guess who plays week number one? Pittsburgh at the Jets. And we have a line on it. Pittsburgh is a 2.5-point favorite at Pinnacle, one of the sharpest shops in the world. So they're basically saying on a neutral field, these two teams are numerically equal.
And they're each starting the other's last year week one starter.
Right.
And they'll both finish between 7 and 9 wins.
And then they have Seattle in week two for Metcalf's revenge game, although the game is in Pittsburgh. So, Sam, as we wrap, where do you get to watch the race or the races from? Do you know?
They say that they have a spot for us right near the track. I'm going to retweet the live broadcast. We're doing like a Fox Sports digital play on it, so I'm going to share it. Allegedly, we are right by the track. So Jeff and I are going to wear these nice suits and be covered in mud and dirt, which will be awesome. But yeah, we're supposed to be right there. So I will find out tomorrow. I'll send a picture. You guys know I love sending pictures.
I look forward to the picture. I expect this broadcast you're doing to be able to hear hooves.
Yes.
And hopefully cocktails.
Are you the type to go into the paddock and look at the horses to get a better read? Are you the type, like, you want to take a look at them, see how they're walking, or, you know, if anybody's acting up?
No, the only horse I felt that way about was, Justify, many years ago. I saw Justify for the first time and thought, that horse looks like Barry Bonds. And he ended up winning the Triple Crown that year.
All right.
That's awesome.
Something to be said for that.
Mike mentions Fort Erie. The last time I was there, it's quite a few years ago now, but I went with a few buddies, and standing there watching them, you know, parade around, it just, like, okay, what do you think of that one?
Yeah, love it. Right,
yeah.
Love it.
You have any idea? No, I'm 5 beers in. I have no idea what I'm looking at, a horse.
I don't know how predictive it is.
I want the gray one with the spots. I don't know.
You'd like to think it should be predictive. Yeah. Thank you for your time, Sam, as always. Have a great time in Saratoga.
Thanks, boys. See you next week.
Sam Panagiotovich, Bet Sweats, weekday mornings on the Bet 1520, the Odyssey app, with Joe Ostrowski. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. He made the point, I really do relate to this when it comes to fantasy football, how he said, I don't handicap the horses, I handicap the handicappers, which I kind of, most of the time, I kind of feel like is all you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But once in a while, I'll get player takey. Usually, though, I have a friend in the industry by the name of Scott Connor. We had him on our Deep End podcast once and maybe posed him some question about this guy or that guy. Like, who do you like? And he's like, you know, I don't know. I let other people do that work. You know, people who are crushing tape and really sort of like all in on evaluating, you know, what it looks like on film. That's how kind of I can relate to that. I'll just
steal their work.
Steal their work.
Basically, use their work to inform your decisions.
Yes.
That's a better way than saying steal.
Right. That's the whole premise of the using the mock drafts and just let the consensus mock drafts tell you what to do. You do want that information. People scoffed at that, but you do want that information because you don't just want to close yourself off to the outside and have your own board and just only do that. Steve Palazzolo and Sam Monson had Tom Telesco on their podcast, I think maybe yesterday. And Steve asked a great question of Telesco. St. Francis,
mm-hmm.
Chargers, Raiders, he's not with either team, I think, anymore. But about like being on the clock and what's the discussion like when you're on the clock? There were a lot of good questions. I thought it was great. And Telesco said, you do all that work so that when you're on the clock, you don't have to have those conversations. You know, maybe at the late rounds.
Yeah.
But no, at that point, there's no talking left. You've got your ranking.
The board should tell you what you're doing.
Or else you've just wasted your time.
Right.
And you don't want to be the type to just sort of whimsically,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, I really like this other guy, though. I wish we... You don't have time for that anymore. He was good.
That's where Jerry Jones walks in the room and says, draft Johnny Manziel. Yeah. And all the football people go, oh, my God!
No, just pretend he's... We don't hear him. Just pretend he's not there. Let's try that. Tyler Dunn coming up next. Thanks for being with us on this Friday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.